From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting a developing story from Thailand. VOA correspondent Steve Herman is on the scene of an explosion that rocked a crowded commercial area in Bangkok around 7 p.m. local time on Monday. The blast hit near the popular Hindu Erawan Shrine and marks the worst bombing in the Thai capital in more than a decade. "We've seen six bodies under sheets," Herman said from the scene. At that time of the evening, there would have been hundreds of people inside the shrine, he added. Video from the scene shows body parts strewn along the street and on top of nearby cars. We'll have more on the story as it unfolds. The wreckage of what is believed to be an Indonesian passenger plane with 54 people aboard has been found in the eastern province of Papua. The plane crashed while flying through bad weather about 30 minutes after takeoff on Sunday. Officials said that rescue teams were working to get to the crash site. It's not clear if anyone survived. Hundreds of residents in the Chinese port city of Tianjin who were displaced after last week's massive explosions protested on Monday, demanding the government compensate them for homes that were badly damaged from the blasts. All this as the death toll rises to 114, including 21 firefighters. Tianjin's vice mayor told reporters Monday that about 700 tons of sodium cyanide was being stored within the blast site, triggering concerns the city's water supply has been contaminated. Regional leaders are pushing South Sudan's government and rebels to seal a peace agreement Monday to end their civil war. President Salva Kiir and rebel leader Riek Machar are both in Addis Ababa for talks brokered by the East African bloc, the IGAD. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.